1,000 supporters paid $100 each to hear Wendy Davis speak in San Antonio Monday, and the list included big local names like former Mayor Lila Cockrell, Congressman Joaquin Castro and Pete Gallego, and several local judges and elected officials.
It's time for a governor who doesn't believe that you have to buy your way into being part of Texas' future. It's time for a governor who doesn't just listen to the people who can write big checks. Like any true Texan, I have taken on my share of tough fights and won.
The Texas Tribune UT poll found just 5 points separating Davis from Republican favorite Greg Abbott. Davis's popularity at this event was palpable, with fans standing in line for an hour to get a photograph with her or to get their pink tennis shoes signed. Davis campaign staffers were excited to be closing in, and although Davis says people are open-minded and want a new direction, she adds it's very early.
You know, there's a long road ahead, and we're going to run our race. We're going to continue talking to people all over the state about what their values and concerns are, and I feel sure that on election day they'll believe I'm the person who best reflects their agenda.
Davis deflected a direct response about the poll numbers, but said she would keep on talking about keeping the economy strong while supporting education, about women's rights, and appreciating and hiring veterans. Eileen Pace, Texas Public Radio News.